what's called an appointed committee member to Trustees Literature Committee. So I flew to New York for board weekends, and I got to work on the updated Young People's Panel and a whole bunch of other projects. I got to serve the fellowship in that capacity. It was absolutely incredible. I just got to do a lot of AA, and every time I would be in so much grief on the lane and the shower floor, and I would call my sponsor, and she would say, get on your knees and pray. Call me back. And then I'd call her, have a sponsee pick you up, get to the meeting, put on a dress, curl your hair. And I would do it, show up early, call me when you get back. And I just followed instruction like that over and over for years. And in 2020, on my husband and I 10-year wedding anniversary, on New Year's Eve, we found out we were pregnant. And God is good. I have a 3-year-old daughter, just turned 3, that I got to leave to come talk to you. And I swear, her very first lullaby was, rarely have we seen a person fail. Like, this girl is the fellowships. This is God's baby. She's not even mine, you know? I just get to take care of her a little bit. But I'm never going to forget that the reason I have her is because of you, because of God, because I get to do these things. And I'm telling you, she was 2 weeks old. I am postpartum. Ladies, you know what that looks like. And I'm like, looking at this baby, that's my miracle. And I say to my husband, yeah, I don't have to go to AA anymore. I'm done. 16 years sober. Nope. Deeply rooted in Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm ready. No, I'm not going to do it. And luckily, I have a husband who knows that I'm absolutely psycho and said, oh, you're going to home group tonight. But man, did that give me compassion for the newcomers that come in here and get pregnant and I never see them again. I very much understand today how hard it is. But I know more than anything that I do not get to be a sober mom to her unless I'm here, and that means leaving her 3 times a week. I'm very grateful for a regular AA calendar that just has me move my feet and show up even when everything in me says don't go. I'm so great that let's talk about the AA calendar real quick. This is probably the biggest spiritual tool of my life, that I just do what's on my calendar, because thank God it doesn't matter what I think or feel. It just matters what I do. My feelings don't matter. My actions matter. Because if you're new, here's the thing. If you're anything like me, if you drink like me, your problem is not alcohol, it's you. Man, what I know today is my alcoholism wants me dead, but it'll settle for drunk. The thoughts and the thinking that spin up in my head, that subtle insanity. You know what subtle means in the dictionary? I looked it up one time. Subtle means elusive, devious, barely obvious. My alcoholism is barely obvious. My alcoholism speaks to me with great authority. It demands obedience, and it speaks to me in my own voice. Dang, that's dangerous. What I have to have is a power greater than myself. I did not get sober. God brought me to Alcoholics Anonymous. I do not work super hard to get this. God has removed the problem. Everyone always in the fellowships reads the 9-step promises. If we are painstaking about this, those are nice, but you know what the ones that really mean something to me are the 10-step promises. The problem will be removed. That, it has been removed. Thank you, God. And I have to do something every day. That means I have to show up regularly to AA to remind myself of how sick I am, to be amongst you, to be here. I'm very grateful for that, despite wanting to always be with my daughter. And so I get to say yes to Alcoholics Anonymous a lot. And I get to make amends a lot. I want to tell one more amends story. So however many years sober, I'm 10 years sober, and this gentleman started appearing in my life all the time. And I hated him. He had never been on a 4-step, didn't need to be. The amends was him in prison type of thing. Like, he did some actual real physical harm to me, and I wished him dead. I would kill him if I ever saw him, and he started appearing in my life at Nordstrom, at the dry cleaner, and the grocery store. I hadn't seen him since high school, and I went to my sponsor, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? What does this mean? Why don't you pray and meditate? Why don't you bring it to God? Why don't you do some writing? And I started doing some writing, and over the period of 9 months, I came to a place of